thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Dallas's Deep Ellum, once the spot for top musical acts, is in transition. Many clubs that once drew large crowds and crime have closed. The crime's improved some. Through it all, a core of artists, musicians, and others like lawyers and editors still live here, dedicated to the neighborhood. They vote. But in this election, this particular debate watch group is still undecided. They like new construction and some resurfaced roads they've seen around town. But Gianna Madrini, president of the Deep Ellum Association, says such improvements haven't quite reached Deep Ellum.
Deep Ellum has been neglected, you know, far too long, and our infrastructure is crumbling. We need to be able to attract, entrepreneurs, and you can't do that when the neighborhood looks like it's in a state of neglect.
Madrini and others say campaign topics like crime, economic development, even the environment impact Deep Ellum. So the watch group paid attention when the candidates talked about reducing the city's ongoing high crime rate. Ed Oakley and Tom Leppert.
This last year, we had an extra $100 million to spend in our budget. But the first thing we did was put $35 million of that money toward public safety. The new initiatives that we put in place that we talked about at that forum has helped us put 350 officers through that class.
First of all, I don't think it makes sense to add taxes to address it. Now, my opponent does.
I never said that. I said we've had to raise taxes to balance the budget in tough budget years.
He said in a questionnaire that we both answered and that was published in the Dallas Morning News that the way to go was to create a crime district. Now, that's a fancy name for another tax, up to $100 million. That's right here.
Deep Ellum voters like Chad Armstrong with the Deep Ellum Enrichment Project agreed with Tom Leppert that taxes aren't necessary to reduce crime.
In our neighborhood, I think we have plenty of police, but the problem is they're all... You see them 10 at a time bunched up on a corner, and they're just not managed, and the resources that they have aren't applied as well as I think they could be.
Still, neither Armstrong nor Deep Ellum Enrichment Project co-worker Scott Clemens would actually oppose new crime-fighting taxes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with paying more taxes if we were going to get the services.
What Clemens and others, including graphic artist Henry Miner, wanted were more details.
They were very general on each subject. Nobody said, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go through, take these necessary actions to make this happen. I think they all were, they generalized everything they said.
And resident Cliff Welch was repelled by Leppert's appeal to make this the nation's best city.
But if all of a sudden we believe that we can be the finest city in America, the finest city in America for families, then we'll take new leadership.
Cliff Welch lives in Deep Ellum.
Six references to finest city of America scare me, because Dallas is always about let's be the biggest. Let's do huge things, Trinity Bridges. It's not about the small property owner. It's not about the ones of us that live here. It's about huge, grand ideas to be the finest city of America. Maybe we should just work on fixing some of our problems we have here.
The seven other Deep Ellum residents echoed Welch's sentiments. They were unimpressed by both candidates. But they'll make up their minds by Election Day, June 16th, because they all say they'll definitely vote. For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Zeeble.